ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Banana, you hold in your hand, it's aiming right at your face. It's telling you, eat.
You and I are blessed. Even before we knew Him, He was blessing us. And we should have glorified Him. We should have been thankful, but we weren't. And He says they weren't, but they had every reason to.
Part of the reason we know that He is God is because of conscience. It's also because of creation, and it's also because of the commandments that He gave. Conscience, creation, and the commandments. Vitamin K, they would circumcise children on the eighth day in Israel. That is the highest level of vitamin K the man, the child, will ever experience in his life. The clotting vitamin. They know as far as blood and the cleanliness and so forth. They were having a lot of people die in surgeries back in the 1800s, 1900s, until they realized, no, you don't do that. You need to wash your hands. From going to one baby birth to another baby birth to another baby birth, you had to be clean. God said that in the Old Testament. Anytime there's some kind of blood thing going on, you're supposed to have some running water so you're washing away that which could be corrupted. The Bible says that they neither glorified Him nor were they thankful. Verse 21 again, it says, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The word for fools is the idea of literally to not have any ability to use sagacity. It's to shut down all of that which is able to be known on purpose. The root word goes all the way back to the word mysterion, which we get the word mystery from it. It means to hide truth. You hide it. And you can't be wise if you're hiding truth. If you're denying the truth of God's existence, you just cut yourself off from every bit of wisdom that will be meaningful at all in the rest of your life. The Bible says, and they changed the glory of God into an image, that's idolatry, into an image made like unto corruptible man. This is what's going on in patriotism today. We want a man to deliver us. We want some great white horse rider, as it were, which we know that's got to happen in this world we live in. It could be now, could be in 20, 40 years. We don't know. But there's got to be one man who's ultimately going to come as an antichrist. Not against Him, but in place of Him. Somebody who's going to deliver the people, and they're going to be getting all the things they want. Do you know what Jesus was tempted by? I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in 40 days. Turn that stone to bread. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. Pride? What about that? Cast yourself off. He'll give His angels charge. No, don't tempt God. That gets into that whole signs and wonders side of things. We want a big miracle. And what was the last one? I'll give you all the glory of all the kingdoms of all the earth if you'll bow down and worship Me. Now, I believe in the last days there's going to be an offer given to a large swath of humanity for prosperity. I believe that. Because that is what's going to get people on board with the Antichrist. And they're going to worship Him because He's given them good stuff. Did you notice it says they won't be able to buy or sell? So they're going to have an ability to, but only if they take His name in their hand or their forehead. You see, we are going to be seeing some pretty crazy things in our day if the Lord tarries. But all of the pieces are already on the table. We could have a one-world government in 3 months. Nothing would stop that. It's all you need. Everything's here. Do you know they have AI right now? You know what AI is? Artificial intelligence. People are loving on AI right now. They think it's great. They think it's the thing that you want. You want your phone to be answering all your questions? They got a thing out there right now. You could have it write your term paper. And it can do it in 5 minutes. And it looks at your personality and knows from your stuff on your devices how you talk. I get worried about talking my texts in. I'm thinking they're getting a voice print on me like there's nothing for it. Listen, you and I are living in that day. It can happen any moment. I know a guy who got a phone call from somebody who said he was his father-in-law asking him questions to try to catch some secrets in his life. And later his son, did you call me? I didn't call you. Somebody had gotten his voice print, put that man's voice on the phone, and he was trying to find information out. This is the day you're living in. Deep fakes and all the kind of crazy stuff. Well, the Bible says we're going to want to make an image into the likeness of corruptible man. Birds, four-footed beasts and creepy things. You know, they worshipped fish and fish guts and all that back in the day because of fertility. and it gave him all the license to do all the evil that hereafter follows. The first thing that happens in the degradation of a nation, and the first thing that is evidence of God's wrath being poured out upon people, is they begin to change the image of God into something else. That is huge. It's called idolatry. The second thing is the Bible says in verse 24, wherefore, because they changed in the image of God, God also gave them up through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies. This is immorality. It's immorality. Simply put, fornication, immorality. It says they changed the truth of God into a lie. Marriage is the truth. They changed it into a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. That's what Adam did. He threw himself under the bus for Eve. He knew what he was doing. She was in the deception and he was willing to die for her. He worshipped her over God. And the Bible says they didn't dishonor their own bodies between themselves, and that's multiple partners in immoral behaviors. I was asking a girl out some years ago when I first got out of college. She was the sweetest girl on our bus to school. Very lovely girl. I drove up, started making small talk, asked her if she'd like to get together. And she said, well, I'm living with a guy. Blew me away. This was the girl who wore the nice, pretty skirts every day to school. I mean, she was just a very prim and proper. I was blown away in those early days. But that's what's happened to our world. The Bible says, for this cause God gave them over to vile affections. This is now talking about homosexuality. It says, for even the women did change the natural use to that which is against nature. That's lesbianism. And it says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to another. So what do? Idolatry begets immorality. And immorality begets indecency. The Bible says they burned in their lusts one toward another, men working with men, that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which is proper. Verse 28 says, and after all the bad, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, he said, wrath of God is, I'm pulling back, I'm letting you have everything you want. And he says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. In other words, now they're on a roll. Now they're doing that which is inconvenient. You know what convenient means? Convenes, the root of it. It means this isn't going to work. You cannot have a nation with homosexuality. Can't have it. They can't reproduce. And it makes no sense. Not only that, but it creates disease. Also, it turns children sometimes into prey for predators who are already off the reservation. You've got a whole mess. It will not convene. It's not that which will work. Only plan that works is God's plan. So we have indecency that then begets insensitivity. Idolatry, immorality, indecency, insensitivity. Do you think we're there yet? Do you think when a parent says, honey, you don't feel like you're a boy today, we're going to give you some dolls and we're going to help push you toward that nonsense? We're going to get you an operation and cut and mutilate your body and change you into something that's going to make you want to despair of life when you turn into a teenager and realize what has been done to you? Folks, this stuff is going to turn in on itself and it's not going to be pretty. But we are living like Romans did back in the days of Rome. And he's talking about this in their day. The Bible says being filled, after they get insensitive and they're giving themselves fully over to do those things which are not convenient, he says they're going to be filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate. We hear that today. Everybody's got a debate. Deceit, malignity, everything they say is just, it's a malignancy. And it goes on, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despisers, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding covenant, breakers, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God. They know it because they know Him. They know it because He's revealed it to them. They know it because a lot of friends of mine that I've seen up in Cleveland have lost people in recent days that are in their 40s. You and I are living in a day where we're seeing people die suddenly. Google it. Died suddenly. DuckDuckGo. Died suddenly. We have 30-year-old kids having heart attacks. And what's happening is all the other 30-year-old kids are thinking, I am human too. That could have been me. And what we're seeing is people are hardened to the danger in which they exist. The Bible says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do those things, but have pleasure also in them that do them. The Bible says there is a generation that curses her father and does not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth are knives to devour the poor from among the earth and needy from among men. This know also, Timothy tells us, in the last days perilous times will come. Men shall be proud, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, unable to control themselves, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of these sort are those that creep into houses, leading captive silly women that are led away with divers lusts, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Guys, I want you to know that we're living in a day where America is on the ropes, and it's on the ropes for cause. God's wrath is on our country. We have a border that's down. We have a family that is disintegrating. We have schools that are training children to sneak around behind their parents, and they're talking to them about issues that are delicate, that if any man on the street were talking to your kids about or your grandkids, you'd be telling somebody, call the law, that man's trying to get my kid. We are in big, big problems right now that are all the direct result of what's happening right here in this passage. This word convene means to bring things together. It means to be something that is agreeable. Nothing about what they're doing is agreeable. The Bible tells us that these things are all going to happen, and they're going to happen in our day, just like Proverbs 30 says about that generation that's coming. Now, I wanted to kind of end with this verse, verse 29. We'll let you fall back to that. It says, being filled, being filled. Do you remember when the children of Israel came out of bondage? You know, America came out of bondage. We were under a king that was oppressive and, you know, all the things you've heard all your life. Well, when they came out of bondage, the Bible tells us that they were moaning about not enough food. God gave them manna and they were all good. And they wouldn't have no water, and so God gave them water from the rock. And one day they said, we're sick of this. We're sick of this. This is boring. Stuff is like angel's food, tastes like honey. Yuck. What? I mean, if you were going to feed me for 40 years, give me something sweet. I'm just saying, okay? Give me something sweet. But here's the point, being filled. Because at one point they wanted meat, and God says, I'll give them meat. The Bible says in Numbers 11, and there went forth a wind from the Lord, and he brought quail from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, and it was, as it were, a day's journey on this side, and as it were, a day's journey on the other side. Round about the whole camp was filled with these quail. As it were, 2 cubits high. It's like 6 feet above the ground. They could just reach up there with a baseball bat and knock it down. Boy, they were having a party. And the Bible says that they ate and ate and ate and ate, and they were full and they kept eating. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people. And the Lord smote the people with a great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because they buried the people that lusted that day. All the people that lusted that day. And were being filled now with a lot of evil. America's got a lot of blood guiltiness to answer for. And it's all out of lust. Kill the babies. Kill the babies. Kill the babies. Kill the children. All of them. It's a spirit of the age, beloved. You and I have a gospel that can help everyone find a way through and out of that nonsense. Praise God. Would you bow with me for a moment?
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.